This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Ben's column in the June 12th, 2008 edition of The Reader is entitled, Is Obama a Chicago Politician? And he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. I imagine at this point it gets increasingly hard not to write about Senator Obama.
Actually, I've not been that tempted to write about him. I only write about him when other people ask me to write about him.
Somebody asked you to write this?
Oh, yes. The Reader editors wanted this story because they felt as though we should address this profile. It all began with a profile that some gentleman wrote for Salon. And I thought the profile was at best fiction and at worst just complete propaganda spin.
Well, your article explores the damage that Mayor Daley's past actions might do to an Obama candidacy. Connected to that is how much the mayor could help Obama win the presidency. Do you think that if Obama get on the wrong side of Daley by, as you suggest, acknowledging corruption in Chicago government, it would jeopardize Obama's winning of the presidency or even the Democratic nomination?
No, and I'll tell you why. Mayor Daley had the potential to disrupt Obama early on. I think now Obama's greater than Mayor Daley at this stage.
That's possible.
Yeah, I know. However, the last thing in the world Obama needs to do at this stage in his career is to criticize Mayor Daley. He wants to project the image that everybody loves Obama. He doesn't want to fight with anybody in the Democratic Party, particularly on his home front. So in that regard, it would be damaging to Obama to get into a contentious spat with Mayor Daley.
Do you think that Senator Obama needs Mayor Daley to win the presidential vote in Illinois or even Chicago?
No. I think that the recent history of presidential elections has shown that most Chicagoans don't pay any attention to Mayor Daley in presidential elections, and Mayor Daley doesn't pay any attention to presidential elections. In 2004, he did no work whatsoever for John Kerry. In 2000, Mayor Daley's brother, Bill Daley, was Al Gore's campaign manager. If you compare 2000 with Gore to 2004 with Kerry, the vote's virtually the same. Chicago's a very liberal city. It's perhaps the bluest city in the country, and the vote was well over 80% for both Gore and Kerry, so Daley played no role. As soon as the Kerry race was over, Daley was criticizing Kerry and praising Bush, signaling, in my opinion, that he had probably voted for Bush.
To what degree do you think Mayor Daley controls delegates to the Democratic National Convention in August?
He doesn't control them at all. The delegates were selected by each campaign, and if you take a look at them, most of them are themselves either prominent donors, elected officials, friends of Obama. Mayor Daley is incidental to presidential politics. He got Obama to sign on to him when he, Daley, needed Obama, and in return, Daley will not cause trouble for Obama. So I think Daley could probably help Obama. That was the whole point. I never thought that Daley would hurt Obama. I don't care how corrupt Chicago is. People have this cavalier attitude toward corruption in Chicago. It's perhaps our winningest point to the rest of the world. We're like the city of Capone and corruption. I don't know why we're trying to play that down as we go for the Olympics. We should be playing it up.
It could be a big tourist benefit, yeah.
It is a tourist benefit. It's what people like about Chicago. It's corrupt. And we have a tyrannical mayor who we keep electing.
We need some other hand gesture, like the Tommy gun gesture to people that sell all over the world that symbolizes paying people off. You know, like the thwacking of the bills on the palm or something.
Yeah. Ka-ching.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not our own motto.
Well, conventional wisdom is that some of Mayor Daley's power lies in his large army of city patronage workers that can get out the vote for candidates of his choosing. Do you agree with that? And if so, how weakened do you see this army by federal prosecution of some of Daley's key patronage overseers, like Robert Sorich?
I think that Daley's army has weakened. Things have changed. That's a good point since all the anti-patronage lawsuits. But I think Daley's greatest strength has to do with sort of the apathy, indifference, and ignorance of the Chicago electorate, where nobody really pays attention and truly nobody really cares a great deal about how Daley operates, so long, as I said, his basic services are taken care of. So that, I think, is Chicago strength. And I'm old enough to remember the last years of old man Daley, and they very similar, the attitude of Chicagoans. With each mayoral election, fewer and fewer people vote, and sort of the attitude is, well, let him just run out his term. It's such a complicated job. Nobody else can do it.
So people get used to that person being in power and become trusting of them. The whole thing hasn't fallen apart, so he must be doing a halfway decent job.
Right. The whole thing hasn't fallen apart. Absolutely. And I think that's the typical Chicagoan's attitude. I used to concentrate on Chicagoan's attitude. Now I'm thinking, well, maybe that's our sort of national attitude. I think that people are a lot more open-minded about tyranny than they would officially acknowledge as being a small D democracy.
Yeah, if you put it to somebody, you pretty much feel okay about tyranny. Most people probably would not say, yeah, tyranny's all right.
Yeah, I mean, tyranny's fine. Look at Chicago, just as a classic example. The Children's Museum of Grant Park. Both newspapers were strongly denounced it. Both major papers strongly denounced it. From what I could tell, there was hardly any support for it. And it just went through the city council. He got it. There's no great action. He does what he wants.
Sometimes I wonder if perception of people like you and me is somewhat skewed as compared to the rest of the Chicago populace because we read the newspaper. And, you know, what is the circulation of a paper like the Sun-Times? 300,000? You know,
that's
something
true.
Like that.
That's
and,
probably a good
and
point.
And so a lot of people aren't getting their news that way. So the Times and the Trib can beat their drums all they want. But if you're getting your news off of, you know, Salon.com or the television.
God help you.
You know, well, but that just indicates
yeah.
that you and I see something that other people may not see.
That could be. I'm always interviewing voters and residents of the city of Chicago, and I just take great delight in the logic that they employ. I think the attitude of most Chicagoans is just to concentrate on the good things and credit those things to Mayor Daley and then look away from the bad things and say there's nothing any normal human being can do about them as though he had no control over them. So that's why I always joke to Chicagoans. Like I say, when this train going by right now, the fact that the train's running is the sign that Mayor Daley's doing a great job. When that train is not running, as is often the case, because our train tracks are falling apart, then it's a task beyond any man. And thank God we have Mayor Daley in there, because only he and he alone could accomplish this impossible task. So I love Chicagoans. You know what I'm saying?
So they'll rationalize it either way. If it works, thank God it's because it's the mayor. If it doesn't work, well, you know, not even the mayor can handle
right.
this one, obviously.
Yeah. My only point by talking about Mayor Daley and Obama very clearly is a very sharp guy. Everything I've just said about Chicagoan and their attitude to Mayor Daley, Obama figured out within a year. He figured out, this mayor is unbeatable. Therefore, there is no point in challenging him. If I want to advance politically, I must either join this man's political army or pretend as though he doesn't exist. And his career has been sort of a combination of each.
I think we'll leave it there, but I'm interested in this calculus of how the electorate thinks and not only how politicians figure out what to do based on that, but what you and I can do based on that. And I'm sure we'll be exploring that more in future discussions.
Very good.
Thanks, Ben.
All right.
This is Dave Gloatz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.